Would it be economic stimulus or aggressive currency manipulation? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The markets today were captivated by words from the head of Europe's powerful central bank, Mario Draghi, president of the ECB. Let's consult Quincy Crosby, chief market strategist at Prudential Financial. Good morning.
Good morning.
The European Central Bank, they say they stand ready to lower interest rates if need be over there. That's moving markets.
Mario Draghi said, clear as day, that they are prepared, as you said, that to low rates and provide stimulus if need be. That moved the euro lower, which, of course, helps in terms of trade for the European companies. But it also moved the stock market up and actually moved our market, the futures market, up. So it was helpful all around. We have our Fed meeting, and the question is, what do they say? What do they do? And the market is expecting, at the very least, for the Fed to suggest they, too, are prepared to introduce stimulus if need be.
By the way, one person who didn't love this was the president of the United States. You saw he tweeted this morning that he regards that ECB statement as a kind of almost currency manipulation. They're trying to drive down their currency so that they can make their products cheaper to sell, I guess.
Yes, he certainly did, but it's the same message that he's been giving the Federal Reserve a number of times for the Fed to go in, lower rates, and buy more bonds, basically to weaken the U.S. dollar so that we can be more competitive.
All right. Well, we'll see what the Fed does. Their announcement midday tomorrow. Quincy Crosby at Prudential Financial. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks so much.
The dollar is not down today, but up this morning at a euro 12. The benchmark 10-year U.S. interest rate is down at 2.07% as the Fed starts day one of its two-day meeting. Some other numbers. In early trading, the Dow is up 346 points, 1.3%. The S&P 500 up 1.2%. The NASDAQ up more than 2%. Also, President Trump just tweeted there will be an extended meeting between himself and his Chinese counterpart, President Xi, at the G20 summit late this month. They'll be talking trade. Trump had hinted in an interview the other day that tariffs on China could go higher still if Mr. Xi didn't show at that meeting. Fresh data on new U.S. home construction today sent off mixed signals. May was higher than expected, but still down from April. The economy is good by many measures, and mortgage rates are low. Two data points that would typically point to a buoyant housing market, but Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports analysts and the industry itself are not as bullish as we would expect.
The housing market is in a weird place. There is demand for new homes, but Jamie Katz at Morningstar says a lot of it is among first-time homebuyers who can't afford them.
Affordability has been skewed a bit by the financial constraints on some of the younger home purchases, things like student debt or underemployment.
Meanwhile, National Association of Realtors chief economist Lawrence Yoon says the industry can't build more quickly or cheaply to meet demand because land, permitting, and materials are also getting more expensive.
From the builder's perspective, after covering all these costs of construction, the numbers simply do not work out.
Yoon says that's created a housing market where existing homes are rising in value, but would-be homeowners can't buy in.
I think we could see a sharpened haves and have-nots.
The latest survey from the National Association of Home Builders yesterday found industry confidence dipped slightly in June, even as 30-year mortgage rates are hovering around 4%. I'm Ben Bradford from Marketplace.
Marketplace turns 30 this year, and to celebrate, we're going to go back to the 80s. Check out our mighty fine new thank you gifts that you can choose from when you become a Marketplace investor. Your donation, large or small, will help us keep bringing you the news and information you trust for years to come. Donate today at marketplace.org.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
There was a time when airport food was reliably like a run-of-the-mill highway truck stop. Juan, pieces of pizza, sandwiches seemingly wrapped during the Pleistocene era. But some airports have been upgrading. Tampa International Airport wants to showcase its local eateries and so has started allowing non-passengers into the terminal for a taste. In other words, on your big date night, you go through airport security to dine. From WUSF in Tampa, Bradley George reports.
It's a Saturday morning at Tampa International Airport, and Jen Tai is thinking about lunch before her flight to Baltimore.
We're on Airside C, so we're planning on going to Eulalie before I take off, so it'll be nice.
Eulalie is a Tampa restaurant whose menu is inspired by Florida's Native American cuisine. It's one of over a dozen local spots to move into the airport. Spokeswoman Emily Nips says when those new restaurants and shops came in, non-flyers were eager to check them out. There was just one problem.
And they would even ask, is there a way to get to these restaurants without a ticket? And we would say, yeah, no, sorry, you got to have a ticket.
Before the 9/11 terror attacks, non-flyers could walk throughout terminals in U.S. airports. But that ended for security reasons. Pittsburgh's airport was the first to try bringing non-passengers back into the terminal, starting in 2017. Spokesman Bob Kerlick says it took years of negotiation with federal officials.
We had to work very closely with TSA, demonstrated to them that this program would have no reduction in security and it would have no effect on wait times for passengers.
In Tampa and Pittsburgh, participants go through the TSA checkpoint after getting a pass. Ramon Lowe is publisher of Airport Experience News. He says this system works best for smaller airports that are looking for new ways to reach their communities.
You're getting more flights, more business there. And so Tampa is really upscaling and elevating experience. So why not look at a way to invite the public in?
Back at the Tampa airport, Jen Tai will have company for her pre-flight meal. Her boyfriend, Richard Holmes, will be dining with her, but he's not getting on the plane. Holmes stops by the airport information desk, shows his ID, and picks up a pass that grants him access to the terminal.
You can actually see her off at a gate like they used to do. And yeah. So it's nice to be able to be like, bye, and then actually see the plane go fly away.
Yeah. Tampa only opens its terminal to non-flyers on Saturdays and limits passes to 100. Every Saturday is booked through the end of August. In Tampa, I'm Bradley George for Marketplace.
And Facebook stock is up 1.6% after it revealed details today of its new cryptocurrency called not the Lira but the Libra in partnership with heavyweights like MasterCard and PayPal. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.